There is a bill before the New York State Legislature that would allow nurse practitioners in the state to sign do not resuscitate orders. Currently, only physicians are allowed to do so. Stephen Ferrara, the executive director of the New York State Nurse Practitioners Association, explains what a do not resuscitate order is all about.
This is an order that's written usually in a facility, in a hospital, and it instructs healthcare providers not to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, if a patient's breathing stops or if their heart stops beating. So this is something that is talked about in advance. We're usually talking about patients who are ill or who we don't think will recover from an illness. For patients who are in facilities that may not have a favorable outcome should their heart stop or they stop breathing. The reason why we think this is very important as nurse practitioners is because oftentimes the nurse practitioner is the one tending to the care of that patient. Should a patient convey that information to the nurse practitioner plus a witness, which is required, nurse practitioners currently are prohibited from signing that order that says, I understand that the patient does not wish to be revived, we will not do CPR. So what has to happen is that conversation has to happen again with the physician who may not be familiar with the patient or familiar with the case, and it just creates a unnecessary third party into the care of this patient in what is usually a difficult time, and patients' conditions do change over time, and to have to go to another party to reevaluate and sign this order is preventing patients from getting their wish.
As the law stands now, only doctors are allowed to sign this document in New York?
That is correct. Only physicians in New York State can sign a DNR in the hospital for a patient. And it does vary according to other states, but specifically here in New York State, nurse practitioners cannot sign, physician assistants cannot sign, only a physician can sign this order.
What is the status of the bill? You have a Senate sponsor?
We do. So Senator Hannan is our current sponsor. This is bill number S-1869. And we anticipate having an assembly sponsor. Assemblyman Dick Gottfried has vowed to support this legislation. And we're hoping that is introduced in the very near future. In fact, this bill in prior sessions did in fact pass both the Senate and the Assembly in New York State, only to be vetoed at that time by then-Governor Patterson due to some technical difficulties in the language of the bill, which have since been updated. And at this point, the bill as it stands today addresses those technical issues, and we're hoping to have some forward progress in the legislature this session.
Stephen Ferrara is the executive director of the New York State Nurse Practitioners Association.